let's say hello to our first two contestants, Bruce Schwartz and Emily Skrzyzik. Emily, you're a middle school librarian.
Yes, I am. We still exist.
You still exist. I know, it's a great job. So what are the kids reading these days?
Anything by Rick Riordan and Veronica Roth right now.
Okay.
And I still say go with Harry Potter. If you're going to start off, go with Harry Potter.
Well, you are preaching to our listeners. And Bruce, you were a high school teacher?
Many years ago,
many
yes.
years. Now, you taught speech.
Yes.
In your speech class, I believe you taught Reverend Al Sharpton?
This is true.
All right, so was he good at the start?
He was. I was assigned to teach him speech, but at the time he was already a reverend and a practiced public speaker and probably could have taught me a thing or two.
But you were assigned to shape him a little bit.
I was, yes.
And then you were in awe.
All right.
Okay, sure. Sounds like he was just okay, and the next time I hear him speak, I'm going to go, that's all Bruce's work, everybody. That's what
you
I'm going to say.
You can blame me, okay. Yes.
So our first game is called We Hate Bagginses. And for the people out there that did not clap, you need to work on your geek cred, because our title is a famous line by the character Gollum from Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. Okay, but don't worry. All you need to know about Gollum is that his grammar isn't very good. So the answers in this game will be nouns whose singular and plural forms are the same. But since you'll be playing the role of Gollum, you'll preface the answer with the statement, we hates it, and add a grammatically incorrect s to the end of the noun. Confused? Don't worry. Puzzle guru John Chinesky.
For example, if I asked, how do you feel about animals that produce wool? The correct answer would be, we hate sheepses.
Got to do the voice too, right?
You don't have to do the voice, but if you don't, you won't get the point. Now, ring in when you know the answer, and the winner will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. How do you feel about trousers, slacks, or chinos? Bruce.
We love pantses.
Puzzle guru John Chinesky, how would you like to score that?
We don't want you to like these things. Okay, let's try it again. Just try it again.
We hates pantses.
Ah, there we go. Do you enjoy learning about current events? Emily.
We hates newsies? Newses?
You newsies? Do hate newses. Yes, yeah. That is right. Of course. Can I get you a chair to sit on, or a desk, or a bed for your cave? Bruce.
We hates furnitures.
Yes. You're more into minimalist cave decor, yes, indeed. Why are you using your bare hands to pick meat off the grill? Emily.
We hate tongses?
We do.
Okay, good.
Surely you must like Major League Baseball's premier season-ending event. Bruce.
We hates World Series-es.
Yes, you do. More of a Stanley Cup person's. This is your last clue. Maybe you're always angry because you can't see well. Can I buy you some spectacles? Emily.
We hate glasses-es.
We do hate glasses-es. That will work. Yes, indeed. John Chinesky, how did our little golems do?
We have a tie. Ooh. Between the preciouses.
We hate tieses.
We love tiebreakers.
Here's your tiebreaker, Bruce and Emily. Do you wear the warm weather version of pantses that end above the knee? Bruce.
We hate knickerses.
We'll take it. We hate knickerses. Sure.
Well done, you two. What a close game. Bruce, you'll be moving on to our final round at the end of the show. Thank you so much, Emily. Have you ever wanted to compete on Ask Me Another but hate putting on pantses? Now you can play with us from the comfort of your own dank, evil cave. We're looking for clever puzzlers to compete over the phone, so if you have a landline or have heard of such a thing, find one and let us know. Send us an email at askmeanother@npr.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter.